Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It out this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. We have co-workers. Let's bring in Trudy right now. Trudy, tell me about Kayla. Is she a work bestie or are you guys just co-workers? Tell me about your relationship at your work.
I mean, we're co-workers. We're friendly. You know, we say hello to each other in the lunchroom when we see each other. But, you know, we've been working together for almost a year now.
Okay, so not work besties.
No.
You work at the same place, your coworkers.
We are coworkers, yes.
And how long have you been there?
I've been there for 6 years.
And so what's the issue between you and Kayla?
Well, here's the thing. I have been parking in the same spot for 6 years. 6 years. And Kayla just, her schedule recently changed and she's coming in like 30 minutes before me and she started parking in my spot.
Oh, okay, wait, so it's your spot. Do you have, like, actual assigned parking at your workplace?
I mean, no, not assigned parking, but everybody knows this is my parking spot. You know, everybody kind of parks in the same spot every day, and this has been my spot for 6 years, and all of a sudden, Kayla's parking in my spot.
Ah, I see.
How long has Kayla been with the company? Did we ask that?
Kayla's been there about a year now, I think, but definitely not as long as me. I for sure have seniority over her on this spot.
And how long is that again?
6 years.
6 years.
6 years she's been parking in this spot.
Yes.
Well, Kayla graciously has agreed to come on the show with us this morning as well to address this issue. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
So how would you like to respond to Trudy?
I think you guys asked the right question. Like, we don't have assigned parking spots. Like, I didn't pay attention, and I wasn't realizing that I parked in her spot. And I feel like she just kind of freaked out about it a little bit. And it is first come, first serve. I don't understand what the big deal is.
The big deal is that's my spot. I've been parking there for 6 years. I don't understand why you couldn't. I mean, I'm sure when you come in, because you're coming in earlier, there's a spot next to where I park. On the other side where I park, why do you have to park in my spot? That's my spot.
I mean, there's like a bunch of other people are coming in at that time too. And so like it is.
And none of them are parking in my spot.
Yeah. So there's a spot open. It's first come, first serve. I'm gonna park in the open spot. I don't understand what the big deal is.
That's my spot. I've been parking there for 6 years and all of a sudden you're parking there, and I just don't understand why you can't park where you parked when you came in later.
All right, ladies, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. We are ready to hash this out.
I've never heard someone so passionate about a parking spot.
Alyssa, how has it been with you parking? You're parking in the parking garage now, right?
Yeah.
Are you parking in the same spot every day, or are you moving around a little bit?
No, I'm moving around. Hopefully I'm ruining somebody's day, like Trudy's day is ruined.
Is this one of those unwritten rules, though? It's like, you've been parking there.
I don't think so. I say it's a free-for-all, unless it is stated in a sign form that it says, like, this is so-and-so's spot. It's a free-for-all.
Okay, Trudy has been parking in the same spot for how many years, Trudy?
6 years.
6 years.
6 years. That's almost a common law marriage with this parking spot.
Yes.
Now this Kayla troublemaker is coming in a half hour early and parking in Trudy's spot. Should Kayla vacate the spot? 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. I know we have Katie in North Olmsted. Katie, you think that Kayla's doing this on purpose to mess with Trudy? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because if it was me, I would do it on purpose, and I'm younger.
Just to annoy Trudy, this is what you would do?
Yeah, because she's being kind of a Karen, and it's like not the biggest deal ever that she said that she's in your parking spot.
And it's not even hers.
Right, yeah, it's like...
Like it's a matter of principle.
It is. It's not an assigned spot. I would understand if the spots were assigned.
Uh-huh.
I would get it. I would be on Trudy's side. However, the spots are not assigned.
Uh-huh.
And it's a parking lot. You can't just claim a spot as your own.
Katie in Green, another Katie calling in this morning. Whose side are you on here? Does Trudy have a case, or should Kayla continue to park in the spot that she's parking in?
So the Katies are on the same team today. I am on Kayla's side. Trudy is acting like a Karen. I would do what Kayla's doing just to be petty. And whose spot was it 6 years ago when Trudy took it over?
Oh, I have no
That's
idea.
That's a good question.
There's no way to know. How would we dive into the history of this company and their parking situation? I'm not sure.
I don't even know that Trudy would want to talk about that. It might be like talking about an ex. She seems very, very passionate about this spot.
Maybe the company started 6 years ago.
Maybe.
Trudy's one of the original employees. Christopher in Parma. Now, Christopher, you said that this happens to you at your work, so you could relate to Trudy here.
Yeah, so normally I'm normally the first one. So I park in a back lot. I work at Cleveland Public Power in the meter lab. And there's a back lot where we park. And sometimes, normally I'm the first one in, so I park in this one spot. But sometimes if I'm like later, if I get to work a little late, one of my other coworkers will park in my spot. And I mean, it's upsetting because I like my spot, but I just park in a different spot because it's really never that serious in my opinion. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, bite the bullet.
Christopher, I understand. I don't believe that you're being disrespectful, but you do not have assigned parking at your work.
No, we do not.
Okay. But still, that's kind of your spot. You're so used to parking there, you kind of identify with that.
Right.
I get where Trudy's coming from.
I mean, I get it, but I also agree with Christopher. It's not that serious. Like, there's a lot of other spots. I'm sure of it.
Unfortunately, there's just no way to enforce it.
No, there's no way to enforce it at all unless you actually assign spots to your employees.
The only thing I was thinking of was, what is that old phrase? You get more flies with honey? Is that what it is?
Never heard that phrase in my life, Bill.
It's an old-timey phrase.
I can tell.
It's even before my time. But I think that instead of complaining to Kayla and going to HR or coming to us or whatever she's doing here, maybe... a box of donuts once a week or something like that, just to stay out of that spot. You know, kind of like bribery towards Kayla.
No, if I was Kayla, I'd keep parking in that spot.
I'm surprised Trudy doesn't come in an hour early just to get in that spot.
We are getting texts saying that. Like, if she really wants a spot, just come in way earlier than Kayla. Easy peasy. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.